Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Greg Lesher is with us in Utah. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you, Vince. Good to talk to you this morning.
Good to speak with you. You know, I got your email that you invited some instructors to participate in what's happening in their local village to let us know what they see is happening. And simultaneous with that, or almost, Rich called me, Rich Sheban, and he said that he had some information that he wanted to share. And Rich is on the line. Greg, is it okay with you if I put Rich on right now? Yes. No.
Yeah, and it, yeah, it's and if I lose you because I am going to be traveling right now, mm-hmm. and like I said, I'm going to be probably take about a month sabbatical because I'm going to be traveling out of country to work on this water project. Mm-hmm. But if you do lose me, maybe Rich can stay online and continue on.
Are you on that journey right now? Are you at the first leg of that journey? Out of country?
No, I'm just on a journey up a canyon here.
Okay.
But
all right.
But this weekend I am traveling.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, let me know what your schedule is going to be before you leave, if you can. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But it'd be interesting to hear what Rich has to say, but I'll tell you. I turn on the news, and everything is nothing but propaganda about Ukraine. It's just to the point it's almost nauseating.
Well, there is one very serious concern, and that's the Moscow was sunk. It's at the bottom of the ocean, and it's believed that it had nuclear weapons on it. So that means that there'd be a scramble to recover those nukes by every greedy thug that wants to control the world. So that's a pretty serious thing. There could be nukes running around later that at the bottom of the ocean because of Russia's invasion and Russia's sailing the oceans with nuclear bombs. But we can talk about that a little bit later. Let me put Rich on. Rich, welcome.
Well, thank you, Vince. And Greg, thanks for letting me chime in on this Friday morning, and happy TGIF to everybody around the world listening. What I want to do is, speaking of water, I'm going to mention a few bullet points. I'm going to be as brief as I possibly can because I saw 4 hours of video and I want to comment on that. And I know a lot of this class has probably already seen this, but I am begging everybody listening around the world to do a little homework. And that's why Vince calls this the class. I'm going to ask you to listen to the bioweapon report by Dr. Brian Artis. He was first on the Stu Peters Show, which is Red Voice Media. And that's Red Voice Media, the Stu Peters Show. And it was called Watch the Water, since Greg mentioned water. And also on Natural News and Health, which is Mike Adams' Brighteon channel, which is naturalnews.com. I'm begging everybody to listen to this. They connected a lot of dots, and they basically talked about poison, toxic snake venom, and being synthesized, regarding COVID vaccines. And even, and I'm going to mention after the end of this brief encounter of bullet points, I'm going to mention a few published articles in the public domain to prove the point that Dr. Brian Artis, and he's the Dr. Brian Artis Show.com is how you can listen to him specifically. And basically, he talks about, we all know how it affects the micro blood clotting. And basically, they've synthesized snake venom and a lot of other poison reptile venom, including snails, to put in our drugs. And this is why we've heard a lot about breathing issues and lung issues and damaging organs. And Dr. Brian Artis makes it very clear that the powers that be are targeting people with comorbidities and inflammatory issues. And even the powers that be behind the FDA, the NIH, the NAAID, Fauci's organization, basically, do you recall when COVID came out, they were saying how this is the best time to quit smoking? Well, I want you to listen to what he says regarding the receptors in the brain and nicotine being a treatment to block a lot of this poison going into people's bodies. And basically what he, it's an implication, but regarding the World Economic Forum, the UN, the powers that be, basically he's made it very clear, and I'm talking about Dr. Brian Artis, that they want to inject anybody, everyone with this venom and select who's going to live with an antidote. I want you to think about what I just said. I'm not going to be redundant because I don't have time. This is Greg's day. All the people knew this was happening. Even Hollywood. In 2016, there was a show called Blacklist, and they basically did the whole skit regarding what is happening today. And Dr. Brian Artis with Mike Adams on naturalnews.com basically connected and correlated the paperwork, the studies, and the patents. The patents. So the snake venom peptides could even, he even suggested it could be in our city/municipal water and ice cubes and even be aerosolized. Remember what happened in New York months and months ago, New York City. And he's got evidence the CDC has been running around into municipal city water sites, quote unquote, testing the water. And he made a very obvious implication there. He even talks about remdesivir, and we've talked about all this. Look, everything we use is published articles in the public domain. And he basically says how this is closely related, meaning remdesivir, to snake venom, peptides and proteins from venom in this product, changing our DNA, editing it, the whole works. We are seeing evil practicing medicine. And he wants everybody listening to know that the treatment is also like treating a snake bite. So my homework to the class is to everybody go listen to the Stu Peters Show on Red Voice Media. This is the first one with Dr. Brian Artis. Watch the Water is what it's titled. I was going to mention this on Tuesday when we were talking gardening, and I did not have time. And then listen to the three-part documentary with Mike Adams on naturalnews.com, and he's got what we call the receipts. He's got the studies. He's got the patent. He's got the paperwork. He connects the dots. Look, I am begging everybody listening to tell everybody to do this. This is homework to the nation and to the world. Look, I'm very busy. I'm doing this in 5-6 minutes. 4 hours is what I watched, including Stu Peters and the three parts with Mike Adams on naturalnews.com. I'm just giving a brief overview here because I promised Greg and Vince I wouldn't take too much time. I spent 4 hours watching this.
Fine.
Listen, I haul wood.
Go ahead. I want you to take all the time you want today because I might be losing signal.
Okay, Greg.
So if you don't mind participating and hanging online, I'd really appreciate it, because this is important. This is very important. And like you say, it deals with water. And I think the city municipal water is probably a key in spreading the snake venom.
Absolutely. And Greg, you make a very good point here. You have to ask yourself if the powers that be are contaminating with this type of venom. You got to listen to Dr. Brian Artis of what the venom does to our body, the adverse effects, the neurological disorders. Again, I can't go through 4 hours in just a few minutes. But you have to ask yourself, I'm asking a question, are the powers that be purposely bringing in all these millions of illegal aliens to harm or kill them? I'm just asking a question. Look, I know a lot of us are busy with life, but like I was saying, I haul wood, I haul water. I live off-grid. I have no pressure tank, no hot water heater. I am busy 24 hours a day. If I didn't have to sleep, I could keep busy with my lifestyle. But this is so important for the world. And I don't come on often with special requests to the people. So we have to ask ourselves, okay, I'm going to take Greg's advice, and I'm going to go into some proof on published articles in the public domain. And now that people, heroes, superheroes like Dr. Brian Artis has come forward with his research with over 1,000 hours to connect these dots, now I'm going to mention several articles that proves the powers that be, because of the independent/truth media, has come forth with the reading, research, and verification on this. They are now admitting it. So here comes some of the proof articles, patents, proof of worldwide envenomation, basically venom, supports Dr. Artis's COVID claims in Watch the Water expose, and that's on the Stu Peters Show. Next, COVID crimes exposed. The FDA, NIH, CDC, World Health Organization are criminal organizations that must be indicted, tried, and executed for massive crimes against humanity. Next, Venom Tech Company announces massive library of snake venom peptides, announces, for pharmaceutical development, quote, nanocarriers stabilize snake venom in water. In water. Okay, I just went through the internet looking, and a lot of these articles, by the way, are also on naturalnews.com. Please verify what I'm saying. I'm not making this stuff up. I know this sounds like I'm making this stuff up, but I'm not. Next, CDC, the most vaccinated U.S. counties in the U.S. also have the most COVID cases. They're even starting to admit the poison toxic stuff, venom that they have basically forced on the public. And you got to ask yourself, okay, I hear the music. Next article, the world's busiest shipping port is closed. Look, this is not just to verify inflation and supply chain disruptions. This is Shanghai. I'm going to discuss this in a little more detail when we come back after the break. Thanks, Greg, for giving me a few extra minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yes, your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares, where logic prevails and urgency prevails. Greg is sharing his time with Rich Heben on this most important announcement. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. Thank you, Greg. I'm going to be as quick as possible here. I was talking about before the commercial break about the world's busiest shipping port is closed. It's under lockdown. I'm talking about Shanghai. So we all know that the collapse and the takeover for a world government is obvious. The powers that be can't hide it. They're even admitting it. And again, I don't know what you heard before the music came on, but it's not just a verification of inflation and supply chain disruptions by design, planned, as we've talked about for so long. What happens when you're under lockdown? What happens when you're being forced to take the shot? Is it possible, and I'm saying this in a question, that their water has been contaminated with this venom-type poison? And I'm just asking, but I want you to know, another couple articles, and the first one is Fauci praises China. You're hearing this right. Fauci praises China. He says, in quote, "You use lockdowns to get people vaccinated," unquote. Fauci. Next, doctors don't even know. Millions of people are swallowing venom-derived pharmaceuticals made from pit vipers. Gila monsters, leeches, rattlesnakes, death stalkers, and there's the that Indian or China skate. There's the king cobra. There's that poison snail in the ocean. Look, I'm reading about all this. All this stuff is just flooding certain sites. The powers that be are trying to censor. But if you go to the right sites, you can find them. Next, Snake Venom Company, Venom Tech, you can't even make this stuff up, announces partnership with Charles River Laboratories. Do you remember who they are? They ran Fauci's secret island of medical experiment on monkeys and beagles. Do you remember the torturing of animals and beagles that we talked about months ago? There you go. Next, Venom Factories. World Economic Forum celebrates. Remember how I told you when the cat's out of the bag, they have to use psychology to admit what they're doing, double down on what they're doing, because they've been caught and they have no other choice but they got to keep the momentum going. World Economic Forum celebrates new technology to synthesize snake venom peptides using RNA advances for rapid venom drug development and deployment. Look, folks, we at USAPrepares.com try our best to read, research, verify, and give objective facts and information so you can prepare for what's coming. Everybody who has taken this shot needs to spend 4 hours on the Stu Peters Show, Watch the Water. That's an hour program with Dr. Brian Artis. And then Dr. Brian Artis sits down with Mike Adams, who's a scientist, extremely knowledgeable. And you can listen to that on naturalnews.com. Okay, it's on Brighteon Network. I don't give out homework. I'm begging everybody in the world who's listening to this to spend 4 hours this weekend and listen to what Dr. Brian Artis says and the connection of the dots, the paperwork, the studies, and the patents. Patents. Look, folks, the powers that be, including in the medical field, have betrayed the trust of the people and have dishonored and corrupted their profession. Do your homework. Read research. We need to have conversations. You know, we're not going to have Elon Musk or Donald Trump or Mike Lindell do everything on their own. It's up to us, the people, to speak up. Vince, Greg, I want to thank you very much. I'm going to let you take the rest of the broadcast. You all have a great weekend. Thank you, everybody.
Rich, before you go, I have a couple of comments I'd like you to hear based on your research. Can you stay with us for another, let's say, 5 minutes? Is that possible?
If it's okay with Greg.
Is it okay,
Greg? If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Freddie Mac data is revealing buying a home has rates surging at a price not seen since 1987. The average price on a 30-year fixed mortgage hit 5% this week. Russia's defense ministry is reporting that the Moskva cruiser, the flagship of its Black Sea fleet, has sunk. Ukraine says it hit it with missiles. Russia claims it was an accidental fire that ignited ammunition.
This week's subway shooting in New York, the NYPD reported 10 people were shot, 5 of them hospitalized in critical but stable condition, and 13 others were injured in the panic. 62-year-old Frank James turned himself in and faced a federal judge Thursday. Mr. James did not enter a plea and is being held without bail. His attorney is reminding New Yorkers not to jump to conclusions.
Initial press and police reports in cases like this one are often inaccurate.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The Internal Revenue Service announced a filing deadline to submit your 2021 tax returns or an extension to file and pay your taxes owed is Monday, April 18th for most taxpayers. After 2 years of think tanking, a new report by the National Bureau of Economic Research is grading states on how they fared with dealing with the pandemic. The report factored the effects of each state's healthcare system, education system, and economy while grading their response to the virus. Doctor and retired Texas politician Ron Paul on his Twitter account weighs in on the report.
California and New York were the worst dealing with COVID. I mean, shocking, shocking. But the shock is, they don't, especially in California, they don't seem to care.
Yeah. You know?
But this is a real shocker. Florida did one of the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that is really strange. But we knew that something, these statistics would come out, because we argued that Florida was on the right track. Did they do everything exactly right? No, they're going to come up short. But I don't get too upset with this, because I accept the principle that the commies are never going to have perfect socialism, and we're never going to have perfect liberty. But we have to have a concept of liberty, because that, to me, is the important thing, to be able to sort out truth and fiction.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. Greg, we lost the connection with Greg. I guess he knew where he was traveling, and it was going to be something that could happen. Rich, I've got a couple comments on what you said, and I guess you're going to be with us for the rest of this broadcast. Thank you.
Well, Vince, I could be with you for the next half an hour, and then I gotta roll, not the whole 2 hours.
No, I understand. So this hour, Greg Lesher's hour, I appreciate it. Gwyneth will be joining us for the last 5 minutes. She wants to give us an update on what's happening in Australia with being able to go to public places and their lockdown, if you will. But during the winter, you all remember, you may remember, class, that North Korea's Kim said, be really careful. I'm paraphrasing. Be really careful because this pathogen could be raining down from the skies. And we said it during the winter. And I took note of that. I thought, that makes a lot of sense to me. Because we've all heard that the jab, if it doesn't, it's not kept refrigerated, loses its virility. It dies. Yeah. The jab dies if it gets warm. And North Korea's Kim said during the winter that it can fall from the skies, meaning be aerosolized, but when it's cold. So I connected those dots. That's one thought. Let's connect one other dot. Rich mentioned ice cubes. The pathogen could be in ice cubes. Perfect, right? Because ice cubes, they're not ice cubes when they warm up, right? They're water when they warm up. But when it's frozen, they're ice cubes. Perfect delivery system, right? Next thing. I was talking with Kathy. Kathy was aware of this article that you're talking about with the snake venom in the water supply and the delivery of it. And I mentioned to her my thoughts. And I said, Kathy, I'm not sure, but I have a feeling that ultraviolet light could denature or obliterate the protein that we're talking about that could be in the water supply. Now, I can't prove this. I don't know for sure, but I know that ultraviolet light treatment disinfects water. It kills the pathogens. It just blows them apart. And I have one. And I was looking at them during the break on eBay. And the availability is way down in the United States. And the price, if you can get them, is way up. I'm talking 4X from when I bought ours a couple years ago. I thought this might be a problem. I thought the water might be contaminated years ago. And I began talking about this. But not in this exact way, not with the snake venom, but with pathogens in the water. So, class, you may want to get some kind of a water treatment system that includes ultraviolet light disinfection. Let me explain a little bit about what this is. The current technology is a stainless steel tube. And let's say it's an inch and a half in diameter. And through that stainless steel tube, there's an inlet and an outlet. So your water, before you drink it, before it comes out of your bathtub, before it comes out of your shower head, before it comes out of your sink, this stainless steel tube would be inserted. Like if you have a water meter, it'd be near the water meter. If you have a well, it would be near your well pressure tank. If you have a basement with a well pressure tank, that's where it would be. It would be inside the house. And water enters this stainless steel tube that may be 3 feet long, maybe 2.5 feet long. Water enters it at one end and it comes out the other end. But inside there's a smaller tube that's a quartz glass tube. And quartz allows ultraviolet light to pass through it, unimpeded, for the most part. And inside that quartz tube is an ultraviolet fluorescent lamp. So you have the lamp protected by the quartz tube, which is encased in a stainless steel housing to protect you from seeing the ultraviolet rays, which will blind you. So it's a great little system. But the price has gone 4X. We're talking maybe $800 to $1,000. And I came up with a better way. In my mind, I didn't build one yet, but I have a better way. And when Bert comes on with us the second hour, I'm going to describe this to him and see if he thinks that we could build one of these and make them available. A much better system. Way better than anything that's out there in terms of concept. And I think that ultraviolet may be an answer, but I can't prove it. Now, that's the kind of thing that Mike Adams could jump on, and he could do the testing, and he could figure this out. So, Rich, I just wanted to share that with you. And I guess one other thing. Snake venom is deadly in many cases, but it has to be injected by the snake bite or injected by a hypodermic needle, right? And the body's protection, the body's natural protection is the skin and the digestive system. So if you were to drink it, the acids, the really, really strong acids in your digestive system might kill or destroy or denature the snake venom or the snake venom proteins. However, if it's coming out of the faucet, there is an aerosolization of the water coming out of the faucet, the shower, the tub. And where do you stand when you're using the faucet? Right next to it. Where are you in the shower? Under the water. So it's entirely possible, in my mind, that this delivery system could be through the water, not necessarily through dying from drinking it, but from inhaling it, or washing your hands with a cut, or an opening, or shaving, you know, where you nick your skin, or you have these little abrasions from the razor blade. There's a million ways that water, contaminated water, toxic water, could kill you. Rich, your comments, please.
Well, look, I remember talking about it. When I make comments or I do the reading and research, it's always from physicians, researchers, and scientists. And that's why I paraphrase and quote them all the time, because I don't like to give my opinion. There's too much credible resources out there for me to do that. But I remember reading from the physicians about the vaccines, the spike proteins, on how potent this stuff is and how it can cross the blood-brain barrier, mutate a gene, leading to things like ALS, dementia, Alzheimer, early degeneration of brain tissue, and that's hence the neurological issues. Cancer's going through the roof. They talked about mad cow disease. Look at the insurance company actuaries. We've talked about this many times, where deaths at every millennials, all age groups, is up through the roof. And this is why one of the reasons people listening need to take, I've mentioned this many times, the D-dimer test, which shows the clotting in the smallest of capillaries. And I think Dr. Artis mentioned how this test is used for snake bites. Now, I'm not 100% sure, but I saw 4 hours of interview only once, but I think it was something about that. And this is why a lot of CD4 and CD8 counts need to be boosted. You need to test for this stuff. Look, there is so much evidence that when the this is what happens when the people gets caught, the powers that be, all they do, it's all propaganda, like Greg said earlier, and you've heard me say this 1,000 times plus, propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. It's 100%. But the psychological profile of these people, when they get caught, they admit it and try to spin it and twist it as if something beneficial or benevolent or good for the people. That's what they do when they get caught. They keep the momentum going and they double down and triple down. This is what they do. So, Vince, I really hate delivering bad news, but if we can save lives and, you know, that people can get treatment like a snake bite and educate themselves on this four-hour, I'm going to call it a expose or a document or a documentary, I don't care what you call it, but please, I've said this 5 times now, go to the Stu Peters Show and watch the documentary Watch the Water with Dr. Brian Artis. This guy is a genius. Okay, he's connected these dots. And then go and listen to the 3-part series at naturalnews.com with Dr. Brian Artis and Mike Adams. I'm begging you. I promise.
Rich, would you send me a link? You know, when you leave this particular broadcast hour, would you send me a link, and I'll put the links from you right on the Ron Gibson channel. That's the only place I can put it. What was that? Yes, you're on. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I should simply do the rest of the show.
Yeah, but, Greg, listen, I know there's only a few minutes left. I'm going to leave so Greg can have some airtime here. Greg, thank you so much for giving me so much of your time. I apologize for taking so much of it. But
that's fine. That's all right.
Yeah.
I did
well,
all
listen,
I wanted
Greg,
to
thank
do
you. Vince, thank you. I'm going to send you those links, Vince. And you guys have a great rest of the broadcast. And have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Rich.
I did want to talk a little bit about the solar still because everything is removed. And if you build one of these systems, you would be able to have enough to wash yourself, to shower, whatever your needs are. The only thing that completely removes everything would be distillation. And I am thinking about doing a system where my technology would be applied to a pan of water that you could boil, and as you're boiling it, the distilled water would come right out into your container, so you could do it on the stove for your drinking water. This would be very easy to put together, Vince, and we could talk about this when I return from my trip, but this is something that, you know, you could have as a part of your kitchen. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about. You're talking about boiling water and condensing it and having it available in small quantities. You know, we're not talking about something that's, you know, swimming pool size. We're talking about something that fit right in your stove. Yes, I absolutely positively know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it would have the unlimited availability of its collection surfaces right there on it, and not one drop would be lost back into the boiling water.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be like unlike any other solar still that you've ever seen. It would be the same exact technology that you could build as big as you desire, but you could use it on your stove. And I think when I get back, I want to introduce that.
Okay, introduce that. And Gwyneth asked if she could just give us a couple minutes about what's happening in Australia. Do we have time for all that, Greg?
Absolutely. Let me just get my website out, realwaterindependence.com, and I will turn the rest of it over to her.
Realwaterindependence.com. Greg, please stay with us, and Jason, please connect with Gwyneth.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
you can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Greg Lesher's with us. Gwyneth is on hold. Greg, you wanted to discuss the water treatment system that you're educating us about.
Yeah. Anyway, it's printed in all three of my books. It just depends on what avenue you want to go. If you're more into survival, you would buy Don't Just Survive Off Grid Thrive. If you were interested in just the still itself and how to build it, it would be in the Flat Top Solar Still. And the third book would be the Solar Desalination Water Station. But all three of these books give the reader the design, which is the principles behind this solar distiller, and it can be designed for any amount of water that you desire or need. So all the information is in there. And like I say, distilled water is beautiful. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And there have been studies on going on a distilled water diet for 3 days, and they find that your gut, your immune system is peaked that third day. And how important is having a peaked immune system to fight all this garbage that's going around? I think it's priority one. Your thoughts on that, Vince?
Absolutely, and Dr. Shealy has been talking about the immune system as well. And you have to eat well, and you can't eat the poisons, the toxins, the preservatives, and still be well. And, Greg, I just wanted to ask you very quickly, what are your thoughts about ultraviolet light? Do you have any experience with that?
You know, that would be, I would even put one in a solar still in the basin portion, just because you don't want all that stuff that you're taking out of the water, you know, to continue to live. But the sun does a great job, too, at killing that. It does the same thing. But if you're doing something indoors, absolutely, you would probably want to include ultraviolet light.
Okay. I'm probably going to talk a little bit about what my concept is with Bert in about 8 minutes. Is it time for Gwyneth to be put on air live?
Yes, go ahead. Bring her on.
Gwyneth, welcome. You're on with Greg Lesher. What's happening that you wanted to share with us today?
Bendigo. When I was there yesterday,
Gwyneth, please speak up. We can hardly hear you. Please speak up.
Okay. It must be important. I'll put my voice close to the phone. Okay. Can you hear me now?
It's still weak, but can you hear?
Bendigo.
Yeah, I can hear a little bit better.
I can hear you.
There you go. There you
I
go.
Can hear you just fine. I'm really close to the phone now. So, when I was in Bendigo, things were about 99% back to normal. But then I went and I said, all right, I'll go to the library and I'll set up my laptop and I'll do some work on letters to Vincent. And, it was absolutely mind-blowing because what I saw was that all the infrastructure for total control is still there. And it says, I walked into the library and they had, the QR checkpoints, and mostly those have been ignored by a lot of people, And they had a woman there with a checkpoint, with a desk near the entry to the library, and she was checking everybody's QR codes and check marks on their cell phones to make sure that they were all green check mark, vaccinated, had checked in with their QR codes, etc., at the public library. And she was not letting anybody into the library unless they had that QR code and that green check mark to say that you're quote-unquote COVID safe, which is the words they're using here. And for all of the illusion of normalcy, it's all fake that they are going, they could flip a switch at any time, and they will. We have an election at the end of May here in this country, a federal election at the end of May. And just after that, the people who think they run the show are going to send this whole state back, this whole country back into lockdown. I'm sure of it. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting a very deep sense in my heart that is the case, and it's that gut feeling is hardly ever wrong. It's never wrong. They're going to send us, and it's going to be worse than before, and I'm warning everybody, get stocked up again on anything you think you need. And incidentally, Greg Lesher, I'm in the process of building a still at the moment, and I just had the last part to rise, and I'll give you a call if you like, after we go off air and we can talk about it. Would that be okay?
Yeah, Americans
absolutely. Are the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.